This is how you make a man regret losing you. I know you're hurting, but the most important part is to pull yourself together and to invest everything you have, all your energy, all your power into your new life.
Because when you stay focused on reinventing yourself and you keep busy with putting down the building blocks of your new path, you will have the biggest chance you ever had to do something extraordinary, to achieve something you never thought you had it in you, because you're turning all your pain into productivity. So instead of grieving and mourning over this relationship that right now you cannot do anything about anyway, take this precious time as an opportunity to invest in yourself and to glow up from within. Don't cry for what could have been, but open your eyes and look into your future for what can be. The last thing you need to do is, instead of sending him emotional messages, crying, telling him how much you miss him, cut him off completely. That's the best revenge you can have on a man. He will regret that he ever left you because you...
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. By the time you finish putting up the building blocks of your future and you finish glowing up from within, that guy's gonna be in another relationship and he probably stopped thinking about you four girlfriends ago. But here you are, putting in all that energy trying to spite a guy who probably forgot you exist.
Pathetic.
As a woman, you have the power to change the world by simply limiting access to what is allowed to come in and out of your vagina. Exhibit A is that South Korea starts 4-day work week trials so couples can spend more time together. It says that the initiative aims to address significant societal issues such as low fertility rates and challenges women face in balancing careers and family life. If you are unfamiliar, the 4B movement started in South Korea with the purpose of forcing the nation and men to respect women. So don't ever let someone tell you that the 4B movement is not going to work.
It's time to stop! It's time to stop, okay? No more! Where the f*** are your parents? Who are your parents? I'm gonna call Child Protective Services. It's time to stop!
Sweetie, in case you didn't read that properly, couples are getting 4-day work weeks, not just women. Men too. This has nothing to do with the 4B movement, on which Korean women have this to say.
I am a Korean woman currently living in Korea, and I have so much to say about this topic. So most of the 4B movement videos that I've seen on TikTok are made from foreigners, and I think Korean Americans or just Asian people living in the West, but not actually people living in Korea. So like I said, I live in Seoul. What I think is happening is the Western media likes to really pick up on these sensationalist, provocative topics and then makes it into an article, and then everyone on TikTok follows suit and makes videos about it. But let me tell you, I am 29, going to turn 30 this year, and literally all the conversations that I have with my friends around my age is about, oh my God, we're looking to get married, we need to find good partners, and we need to do this before it gets too late, or we're just like aged out of the marriage market, you know? And I just made a YouTube video about this, Korea's population crisis, why nobody's getting married or having babies. But I also explained there are services in Korea like marriage matchmaking services where people go and you pay a broker and you submit all this information about yourself, your income, your assets, your family background, if you have any debt, like which university you went to, you submit all that information and then they take that and then they will try to match you up with people who they think that you're on par with. So you know how you see in K-dramas how like the poor girl ends up marrying the richest CEO of Korea? Yeah, in reality that never happens. So people go to these marriage services and they're heavily used. There are literally so many in the country because everyone is using them. And so the 4B movement in Korea is a very, very small fraction of the whole Korean population in general. It's just the Western media likes to highlight that part and make it seem like it's the biggest issue in Korea, which it really, really is not. I can promise you that. Don't believe all those sensational articles written online all the time. Most people in Korea still like the other sex. We want to date, we want to find love, we want to get married. Those are like the big majority. And it's only the small group of extreme radical misandrists and extreme radical misogynists. They just seem like the loudest because the most attention goes to them.
You are fake news.
I just want all women to truly understand how much power you have with your vagina. It's the most important thing about you, and it is the most powerful thing you have.
So, let me get this straight. You, a woman who supports the 4B movement, which is just a ripped-off women's version of MGTOW, but is allegedly an anti-misogyny movement, are telling other women the most important thing about them is their V But men are the misogynists. See, no matter how many 4Bs or 5Cs you lovely ladies start, or how many times you whine on TikTok, crap like this is why we don't take you seriously.
I love you, but you are not serious people.
5'9" to 6'. Bought the viral shoes that are supposed to add 3 inches to your height. Check these out. So these are going massively viral on TikTok right now. Not only are they freaking sweet, comfortable, but they're super affordable. They're only like $20. Obviously, the best part, they add 3 inches to your height. They look like $120 shoes, and also, they have a ton of padding. You can see that, a ton of padding on the inside. The arch support is great. I got a lot of shoes off TikTok, and these are by far the comfiest, the best looking, and they add 3 inches to my height. They come in like 8 different colors, and you can get them anywhere from $10 to like $20. I'll even link down below. 10 out of 10 for me.
My guy, 3-inch lift sneakers? How have we gone from men proudly volunteering for wars to proudly promoting the equivalent of stilettos for dudes?
She asks self-righteously, knowing that she never has to see a war zone because she's undraftable.
Pathetic.
But Billy Ray, to answer your question, the reason why men don't volunteer for war anymore, which made recruitment numbers for the military fall off a cliff, is because back in the day, men had something to protect. You see, something like a country is an abstract macro concept. However, a man's family that happens to live in that country is a more tangible concept. So when your supreme overlord said, "We have to fight them over there so we don't fight them over here," men volunteered to fight in wars because they thought they were protecting their loved ones. Now, sometimes that was true, and sometimes all they were protecting was the overlord's bottom line. But still, men back then had something to fight for. Nowadays, though, 60% of young military-aged males are single, but only 30% of women are.
A stunning trove of new data from the Pew Research Group highlights just how big of a problem we have, one that soon could reach a total point of no return. The first is the rate of single young men versus single young women. 63% of young men today between the ages of 18 to 29 report being single. That is compared to 34% of young women.
Bruh.
So, what exactly would these young men be fighting a war to protect? A wife they don't have? A family they don't have? A house they can't afford to buy? A society that demonizes masculinity? Or should they be fighting a war to protect some random chick on TikTok that claims to be on men's side, but uses the exact same shaming tactics as the women who made a career out of bashing men on TikTok?
How have we gone from men proudly volunteering for wars?
Men used to go to war. That's all I'll say. Are you kidding me?
Maybe they should go again.
The guy making this video is like, "This is unacceptable. Hashtag men's rights. Hashtag men's rights activist."
Men's rights to go to war and die.
What? If any of you need anything at all, too bad. Deal with your problems yourselves like adults.
By the way, guys, I'm curious. If America were ever actually invaded, do you think Billy Ray here would bravely volunteer to repel the invaders? Or would she be posting cringe on TikTok from another country very far away from the war? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section.
I'm over here in the hospital, y'all. Finna give birth to his child, and he over here questioning me, talking about, "Is this really his baby? Like, what are you talking about? Do you really think I'm sitting here have you up here at the hospital and everything with me just for nothing? Are you serious right now? What kind of baby dad does that right when we finna have this baby? Like, are you serious? You really gonna sit here and question the baby, talking about, "Oh, can you get DNA test?" No, you're not getting no DNA test after this. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Probably because that guy's not the only one she got DNA from, but he's probably the one most likely to pay child support.
I don't even know how to start this video, and I've tried to start it about 10 times, but I think we should start by saying a massive thank you to everyone who commented or reached out to me about my video about the DNA test. I can now confirm that I did receive the results today, and...
oh my god.
think I'm gonna cry again. I'm just so... I can't stop crying.
Let me guess, he's not the father?
Nope.
He is the father. 72 hours. He has a tattoo on his private parts.
He is not the father. He is not the father.
How
many times do I have to say that? No, I don't want to see a tattoo. All I want to see was these numbers to see what the probability was going to look like of him being the father. He is not the father. Now,
that was way too much, by the way.
You have a tattoo. Excuse me. You know what? I don't even see why you all need to be having a conversation right now.
I agree.
Can we you are not the father, which means that you will not be placed on any type of child support or anything today. Now, you, Miss McKinney, you do have the right to petition someone else who you may think is the father.
There is no one else, Your Honor. It was him. He has a tattoo on his private part. I was with him and the tattoo for 72 hours. I know what I felt. I know what I saw. Okay? It was him.
Well, there is a probability of something else, though.
Okay.
You were probably with somebody else, too, within that previous 72 hours.
Oh, Your Honor, you tripping.
Sweetie, the judge isn't tripping. The only thing that's trippy is that mandatory paternity tests aren't codified into law.
Tennessee is making a significant change with House Bill 2689, requiring paternity tests before signing birth certificates. This is a critical move, as studies show that around one-third of men tested may not actually be the biological father.
I am not for mandatory paternity testing.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
But I am against men being forced to father children that aren't theirs. And the following story is wild. Gypsy Rose Blanchard married her husband Ryan while incarcerated. In December, Gypsy was released. In March, they split, and in April, she filed for divorce. In May, she confirmed that she was back together with her ex-fiancé, Ken. Then last week, Gypsy announced that she was 11 weeks pregnant with Ken's child. This would put the date of conception around April, the same month that she filed for divorce. And this is where it gets interesting. According to People magazine, as stated in Louisiana law, if the mother is married to someone other than the biological father when the child was conceived or has been divorced for less than 300 days at the time of birth, the husband slash ex-husband shall be the presumed father, unless paternity is established for the biological father. With this law in place, the only way that Ken's name will go on the birth certificate is if Ryan signs an affidavit that Ken is the father. If he doesn't, and Ken wants his name on the birth certificate, he will have to file a motion with the courts, and the courts will make all three of them take a DNA test to determine the father. This is called marital presumption of paternity, and it's not just in Louisiana.
And this entire convoluted clusterfunk could have easily been solved with a mandatory paternity test.
I am not for mandatory paternity testing.
Yeah, because if you're ever in that situation, you need a schmuck to pay for that kid, regardless if he's the father or not. But guys, I bet you're wondering what happened to Proposition 2689 in Tennessee, right? Well, it died. Now, guys, I bet you're wondering how a common sense bill could just die on the shelf without ever getting to a final vote. So allow me to explain. If Proposition 2689 made it to a final vote, the state legislature would have had to vote against it, because if they would have voted for it, like any rational person would, they would have lost the entire women's vote. So they let it die, because simping for the women's vote is clearly a bipartisan issue.
Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral or political power. No kidding.
Oh, I agree with you, Mr. President. And that's why women should go to war just like the men do.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.